Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 6th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it's just that spring weather just keeps continuing, and I'm not complaining. That being said, well, we're going to open up with just a little bit of discussion just right out the gate as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, to begin with, I was monitoring the Tory broadcast over on the Micro Effect this morning. And, I was just listening, gritting my teeth and listening as these, you had an Oath Keeper up there, you know, Tory Militia. And one of his buddies, and then one of the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church cabal hosts over there. And finally, I heard one of them say, our government courts. It's what the problem in this country is, people. I want you to know right now, is this goddamn internationals. It's an international communist, what it is, and coming in and messing up our government courts. And I mean, it just rang out so true, you know, because that's what we've talked about. That's what you got here. You got the Masonic Dirty Church cabal trying to regain power because it's the rights go so far and, you know, they dirtied up the courts. They're the ones that removed our common law courts. And now the communists are coming in to take over because they've removed the goddamn Bill of Rights that kept them out. And now they just want their government courts back working for them, so they're running some kind of little thing about informed jurors. And I couldn't help myself. I got on the comment board and I told them they were a pack of traitors and that you can't inform a jury if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about to begin with. But I mean, this is their goal. This is their goal. It is to regain control. I mean, they've enjoyed their position so long. I mean, they've become a pack of spineless piss ants is what they've become. For so many years, it's been generational. I mean, cowards. I mean, their cowardice is set in generations of it. You know, where they run their mouths, and then if there's any trouble, they get on the phone and get the goddamn backup there. They call the goddamn 911, get somebody there with some bulk to back up their fucking mouths. They just ain't got it. I mean, they're not men. They are cowards. Cowards extraordinaire. You know, I go and you listen to the Mike Effect in the morning. You got Mark Kornke coming up. And, you know, Mark, I can't say I have any disagreement with him at this point in the ballgame. He's talking the right. He say everything right. This shit's got to get over with. That's one thing we agree on. This shit has got to end. But as soon as he goes off the air, that fork-tongued, two-faced Joe McNeil, he's got his goddamn, he's broadcasting Tory militia, Tory shit. You know what, people? Back in the beginning of this country with the first uprising, you can bet your ass that, you know, these Tories, they were running around and they were getting shot, their asses shot. And before this is over, the minimum, we're going to be beating their asses in the street for talking treason, because they're advocating for treason, because they're acquiescing to treason. These are the son of a bitches that went out and voted for Donald J. Trump to acquiesce for more slavery for our people. The removal of our Bill of Rights. These son of a bitches don't know shit from Shinola. They know that a good lawyer, if you got a good lawyer, you should be able to do anything you want to everybody else in their government courts. You're a bunch of punks. And Jeff Bennett, you're the biggest fucking punk over there. You couldn't roll me over if I was dead. So you need to keep your mouth shut, punk. Anyways, that being said. Hawaii police officer accused of making man. Oh, we did that. I got the wrong things up here. That was yesterday. Here we go. Sheriff orders cops to kill unarmed man. Here you go. These are the pricks that built this, that what we're looking at today. It just got away from them because they let it go so far. They didn't realize that, you know, if you take the law completely away from all those little people, those people we look down our nose at, pretty soon there ain't no law for us either. And then we're left with, well, we got to enforce something, and we ain't got no spines. We've been hiring our balls all our lives. Must be a tough position to find yourself in. Sheriff orders cops to kill unarmed man. They do, and sheriff loves it. And this is where we're at, people. And they're talking, we just got to inform the jury so our government courts work for us again. You know, for the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church cabal. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A chilling body camera video has just been released showing the violent, reckless, and outright insane tendencies of police in Tennessee. While the original killing of Michael Dial was ruled justified in spite of him being unarmed, the new body camera footage raises some serious questions and shines a disturbing light on police officers and their desire to kill. Last April, Smithsville police attempted to pull Dial over for driving on a suspended license. Oh, death sentence right there. In them government courts. Only minutes later, police would kill the unarmed man over his minor traffic offense. Dial was driving a 1976 pickup truck when police turned on their lights to pull him over. Instead of stopping, he continued on. The low-speed chase lasted only a few minutes until police rammed him off the road and shot him in the head. Dial was unarmed. Michael's widow, Robin Dial, told local media that she couldn't believe how quick a stop over a suspended license escalated to her husband being killed by police. It was just murder. This is your goddamn draconian. This is the fruits of the Dirty Church Masonic cabal. It turned loose under communism. This is what these pricks who think they're going to step up. We got a cause, and you shouldn't be able to say anything against our cause, because we're not saying anything against you. I'm going to call you out every fucking time, you treasonous pieces of shit, and I'll see you hang.
And he didn't have his seatbelt on
either. Oh, that's an executable offense right there. Suspended license escalated to her husband getting killed. Dial explained that her husband feared the police, and goddamn, who in their right mind wouldn't? Go ahead.
Yeah, like Clint Eastwood said, they told him he shot an unarmed man. They said, well, he should have armed himself.
Well, yeah, that's the way I feel about it too. I mean, goddamn, enough of this, I don't know, living in Wonderland bullshit. These son of a bitches want to kill you. Get that through your head. And they will kill you.
I mean, I don't understand what that has to do with it. He was unarmed.
Well, you know, they're trying to push the narrative, Charlie, that, you know, even if you carry, if you got the right to carry and you're carrying a gun, it's just like that black dude they shot. Came up and he's showing him his concealed carry license. His girlfriend's got the cell phone. They shot the son of a bitch. Just like the guy up in Idaho. He's sleeping on the side of the road. He pulls over to sleep. I've done this 1,000 times. Pull over and the guy got tired. So the thing to do is not wreck your car and kill somebody. You pull over the side of the road and you get some sleep, right? So the guy pulls over. He's got a gun laying there. Goddamn, I would. Goddamn cop walks up to, boom, executes him. They want to get it near. They want you to be afraid to carry your gun. So the idea here is if you're going to carry that son of a bitch, you better be ready to use it, I suppose.
That's right. You got to take at least one of them out.
Yeah, all of them if you can. Hell, if you can kill 10 of them and walk away from it, that's what you need to do. They're there to kill you. Why didn't he stop, Dial asked. He was scared. I know him enough to know that. It's important to note that Dial never even broke the speed limit, and aside from failing to stop, the dangerous actions were all initiated by police. How fast do you think it got up to, question mark, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation agent asked. Declup County Detective Jimmy Martin responded, we might have got up to 50 miles an hour at one point. For the most part, it was just 30 to 40 miles per hour. And, I mean, I can see this happening, people. It's gotten that bad to where they just, he didn't bow and lick your shoes? Anyway, he said something about rights. Shoot that son of a bitch. According to News Channel 5, the situation unfolded as follows. Declub deputies backed off at the county line and White County took over. The deputies tried to stop Dial using their patrol cars. Reserve Deputy Adam West got involved, driving his personal pickup. Sheriff Odie Shoup, is what it looks like, was not involved in the chase, but he gave orders to the radio dispatcher authorizing deputies to shoot Dial. You got that kind of authority, do you?
Adam West? Isn't that Batman?
Last time I checked. Over the radio, we can hear the dispatcher relaying the command to kill the unarmed man over his suspended license. Per 59, the sheriff, use deadly force if necessary. Take the subject out by any means necessary, the radio dispatcher said. I mean, where do they think they get? I mean, this is just like the King's men out on the road. This is what we're at, people. This is where we're at. But, hey, you know what? We just got to fix our government courts and everything will be peachy again. Moments after being given the command to kill Dial, police managed to cause him to spin out, at which point Deputy Adam West, well, Batman, of course, and Officer Charlie Sims obeyed the sheriff, got out of their vehicles, and executed Dial. He was struck in the head and died at the scene, shot in his rig. Just kind of like Marion Curry, you know, with the little baby in the back's the only difference. Walked up with M16s and blasted her ass. I feel with every part of me that's exactly what they wanted to do was kill, said Robin Dial, and she is right. After she filed a lawsuit and after the cops were ruled justified and died, well, of course, I mean, they look at themselves and say, did you kill him? Yeah, is it all right with you? All right with me? Okay, I guess he's dead. Justified. That's why it's going to be vigilantism, people. That's why I tell you that, and it has to be fact. And if they did that to one of my family, I guarantee you, I'd kill every three. They'd have to kill me or I'd kill them. That's all there is to it. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? You know, it's just like, you know, what I always said. They always perpetuate violence on us, you know. But, you know, like I said before, you listen to these other people. Oh, we need to wake more people up. Or we need to do this or we need to do that. No, you know, this is what it's going to take. Because the only way you stop force is with force.
Exactly.
And what is the old saying, Henry? You can't go to a gunfight with a what?
A knife or nothing.
A knife. That's right.
Right.
So that's all they're trying to do. They're trying to kill us to scare us to make us bow down and lick their toes.
Yeah.
And that's all that they're trying to do.
And as far as shooting
people. Don't say nothing. They're there.
Exactly. You know, as far as the unarmed shit, they want you to be afraid to take that gun so you won't be no danger to them when they walk up and execute your ass.
That's true. You know, they want the least amount of resistance that they can get. They want easy kill. They don't want no fight. They're like the punks. You know, I always pick on the ones who they can beat up, but when it comes to those who they know gonna give them a fight back, they don't bother them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I hear you, brother. After she filed a lawsuit and after cops ruled justified in Dial's execution over a suspended license, new body camera footage was found showing just how much police wanted to kill her husband. Dial's lawsuit now exposes the chilling conversation the sheriff's had with his cops after they killed an unarmed man. One of the deputies who killed Dial was badly shaken up and appeared to be questioning the fact that he listened to the sheriff to take his life. Sheriff Shope said, and I quote, "I told him. I said, take him out. Deputy, I heard. Sheriff Shope, damn, I don't give a shit. Deputy, it wasn't long after that I heard shots fired." As News 5 reports, the lawsuit claims Sheriff Shope, see, it's going to be a lawsuit. So the people in this county is going to, the people who are out there working for a living, they're going to have to pay this woman a whole bunch of money. And these son of a bitches who murdered her husband, well, what about it? They got it some time off and, you know, probably a pay raise, you know, a promotion.
They're out fishing right now.
Yes, sir. Lawsuit claims Sheriff Shope preferred to shoot and kill Mr. Dial rather than risk damaging his patrol cars. Sheriff Shope, this is on the part of the radio correspondents. They said, "We're ramming him." I said, "Don't ram him, shoot him. Fuck that shit. I ain't gonna tear up my cars. If they don't think I'll give the damn order to kill that motherfucker, they're full of shit." Laughter. "Take him out. I'm here on the damn wrong end of the county," Scoop said on the body camera, indicating that he was sad that he missed the chance to murder an unarmed man. "I love this shit. God, I tell you what, I thrive on it. People, you better be carrying your guns and you better be ready to use them. I mean, this is what's out there. And this son of a bitch is not going to jail. He's not even going to be charged. He's already been acquitted by his brother officers, okay? And this woman's husband's dead." Dial's attorney, David Wiseman, is now calling out the officers for killing an unarmed man and drawing much-needed attention to a cop that would thrive on taking a life. Yeah, he's going to draw attention to it. She's going to get a whole bunch of bucks, and these bastards will be out there killing somebody else next week. This is the bullshit of it all. It ain't going to stop. Well, I guess if we get our government courts to work. Go ahead.
Government courts, exactly.
Man, that steamed me this morning. God damn it. You know, I try, you know, the thing is, I attacked the people that were on the air, and these little pricks come over trying to defend them. You know, it wasn't their conversation, and they act like I'm the bad guy for pointing out the goddamn facts. I mean, when I come up and I tell you that this is treason, that's treason. It ain't me. It's the English language in the Bill of Rights. It says it's treason, and you're committing it with malice and forethought, because you don't want to argue it. You cut off any argument. You won't allow nobody to argue with it, so it's just pure Tory propaganda. It's all it can be. I thrive. God almighty, people, think about that. I thrive on it, the sheriff said. Dial's attorney, Wentzman, the cop would thrive. I don't know how you can thrive on taking a human life. Well, you got to be a sick son of a bitch, and that's who they put in the goddamn uniforms and give the guns to. And with zero authority to do so, by the way. That's not law enforcement, Wiseman said. It's if that's the mentality of the highest policymaker in the country, that's scary. Wiseman said, indeed. And that's the end of that article. But, you know, people, wow, huh? I mean, we started, go ahead.
Yeah, man, that Sheriff Odie, yeah, he's an elected official. What's that tell you about the people there?
Well, it tells me that, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Is it Jim? Your name's Jim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim. It's like this, you know, right here where I'm at, I don't care when the election is or where the election is. I guarantee you the guy that gets elected will come right out of the Masonic Hall. This is
right.
The way it's been going forever. It ain't like, I mean, what, right here where check
this
out.
Boy there, man, he's straight up stupid-ass redneck, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I've run across these cats.
Oh, boy,
I'm
me too.
I'm lucky to be alive, all right?
It's Boss Hogg.
And dig this. Here in Illinois, man, it's like if they violate you, you know, they trespass upon your property, and what I mean is by laying hands upon you and assault and battery and that. There's in the statutory regulations, they say that they there's they they've derogated the common law right to self-defense, and they say you have to do go through civil matters, all right, and that you can't self-help. This is what's happening in this nation.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I've had these dudes roll up on me, all right, and do this. I've had them come up in on my property, you know, this has been a few years ago, and draw their weapons, man, and be telling me to get out of my car, blah, blah, blah. And I was in my driveway, you know, and I told them, hey, F you, you better call your supervisor. I don't know if I would do that nowadays unless I was armed. And it's getting to the point, it's just like the Czechist, man. These guys are moving more to the fact where it's like, you know, they're just going to start shooting people.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
they're already, you know, doing the chase thing and stuff like that.
They're shooting people.
Yeah, but, you know, now it's like, you know, not even a chase, just pop somebody.
Well, look
know?
At that. Up, was it, what was his name?
Throw up on him and pop him in the head.
The
know?
Fellow up there in Idaho, Yantis, the rancher guy, you've
yep.
heard of him? I mean, this yep. guy comes out, they call him. One of your cows got hit, Mr. Yantis, and I mean, I've seen this happen right here. I live in cattle country. One of your cows got hit, Mr. Yanis. You need to come put it down. Grabs his 30-30 rifle, goes down the road to where his cows hit, gets out with the gun. They shot his ass down, killed
yeah,
him, murdered him dead.
Yep. And in front of his wife and
yep.
One of the other relatives, a nephew.
His daughter-in-law or something. Yeah, there were some people
they let
there.
Let him bleed out there
yep.
While the cow or the bull was writhing in pain. Yeah, this is the stupidity we have of these high priests of the royal class of the death cult. That's what they are, man, and exactly what they are. And when we quit calling them communists and all that, okay, we'll call them a communist high priest of the death cult. Oh, a socialist high priest of the death cult. A fascist high priest of the death cult. Whatever it is, they're a royalist class piece of shit, all right? And I can't tell, you know, anybody anything to do, but, man, you know, once you decide to strap up and you're out there on the street, man, all right, when they roll on you, if they're going to roll on you, they're going to come 3, 4, whatever deep if they can, all right? And you know, you got to make up your mind at that point in time what's gonna happen. There ain't no conversation, man. You pull your shit. And you light them up, and
right.
that's it, man. It's on then. You see what I mean?
Oh, I
and that's
agree.
What people got to realize.
You're right. I mean, this isn't rocket science. They're out there to kill us. I heard somebody else trying to get in. Go ahead.
Backing out.
Thought I heard somebody else trying to get in.
Most of those officers got acquitted.
Of course they did. I mean, that's the whole thing is they've set up this goddamn. It is. These are corporate enforcers. And they run it. This is the Roman civil law, where their corporate policies are being replacing the goddamn law. I mean, it's being enforced as the law. Their corporate policies. Their corporate policies said, "Were you in fear for your life? I mean, you're a yellow ass coward. You wouldn't be a cop, evidently. But when that little kid turned around with that stick in his hand and you blasted him with that gun, were you in fear for your life? Well, yeah, I was. Well, hey, policy says if you're in fear for your life, you can shoot any goddamn body you want. And this has been replaced. This is what happens." When you allow the common law to be taken away from the people and go for them government courts.
Dig this, man. When after I won my felony case for the for them beating my ass and then injuring themselves, you know, for trespassing on me and beating me up, assaulting, battering me, I still had to do the. I won the felony because here in Illinois, the common law rule. On felonies is still adhered to more stringently. I ain't going to say they can't and don't cheat, okay, because you ask the 13 cats who were on death row in Illinois, every one of them was hooked up on a bogus rap and sat for decades on death row and stuff like that. But anyway, the misdemeanor court it hit me by surprise. And then I had an issue with my health. And so, you know, I they got over on me on the misdemeanor. I went to jury trial. I was my own counsel. But the cops, man, how arrogant they are. They got up there, man, and they're straight up mugging me on the witness stand right in front of the jury, man. And the jury, good stupid Massey Ferguson's, man, go right along with that crap because you know why, man? We've been indoctrinated to such an extent in this nation over decades that they don't know any better. So anyway,
Tell me this, Jim. Those people that sit on that jury, they deserve a punishment the same as that cop, right? For being cowards, for not knowing.
Break rocks for being so ignorant, you know.
Yep. There is no excuse for this. I mean, the Bill of Rights isn't a complicated document, and it is the procedural due process. If that isn't occurring, you're having the rights violated. There's no two ways about it.
And then the judge come up, you know, and never ever did I ever. Ever in the whole case ever mention anything about sovereign or citizen. Mm-hmm. Never even hinted to that. Just stood on my my right, all right, my property right. I'm going to get admonished during the sentencing that that I'm a sovereign citizen and that nobody's above the law. Well, you know, at that point in time, you just keep your mouth shut, man, because, you know, it's like, you know.
In the first place, it's not a sovereign citizen. You're a sovereign national, and you are the king. You're not subject to your subjects, period.
Yeah, you know, but Dick, man, you know, it's like, man, it was crazy. But the one thing... The judge did treat me, for what reason I don't know, somewhat fair, but would not take that extra step. I know the judge was watching these coppers on the stand and that, and the judge knew that they were full of crap, you know. But because I'm not a trained lawyer in the ability to cross examine and stuff like that, you know, and my health, man, took a crap, went sideways on me, you know. I did the best I could, man, but she wouldn't get up and get these guys. But I know one thing about this judge: she'll never forget who those coppers are. I know that.
Well, you know that. Did you pay anything in as a consequences? Did you pay anything into that court?
Well, they hit me with I think like $400 worth of fines, but they'll never see it. They'll have to put it in collection. You know, I ain't paying a damn thing on it. You know, that's just the way it is, man.
Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you're at, everybody. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Same old. Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion down here with the rest of us, where they want to be. And you know, we were talking about the judge there with Jim, and you know, the judge, that's going, any monies you get from them goes into their retirement plan. That ain't a court you're in, and that bitch knows it ain't a court you're in. She knows she's violating your every right. She knows she's running a military court. She knows you ain't in the military. She knows she's a frickin' traitor.
See, but I noticed Judge, I tried to get her to recuse herself because she had represented me some 20 years before, okay?
Yeah.
When I was on one of my firewater sprees. But anyway, I had trouble because, man, you know, when I took ill, man, you know, it hit me cognitively and I suffer a little aphasia, and I haven't been able to recover since. You know, I kind of have my moments here and there, but, you know, the thing is this same judge, when I was sitting in the jail on for 85 days on a beef that I didn't have nothing to do with, and I won, you know, but they kept me there for 85 days. One of her clients, who was a developmentally disabled boy about 18, 19 years old, I watched the jail guards, one of them, provoke this developmentally disabled kid to a point. He just tormented him, and I kept yelling at him, leave him the fuck alone. He wouldn't, you know. His name was Russell Stevens, and he's a real jagoff. He kept messing with this kid until the kid flew off the handle, and then he just beat the kid up and wiped the floor with him. I went damn near stark raving crazy, because see, this same motherfucker here, man, he pulled some shit like that on me, and I wound up getting a 10-year bid out of it. All right, for aggravated battery on a correctional officer. All right, so I never forget shit like that, you know. And this is still when I think, still back in the day. I know things ain't right, but I'm still thinking, where, you know, this is the United States of America. We got something better than the rest of the world, right?
We did.
This is about 30 years ago, I think, yeah. The nurse comes through, and I tell the nurse, and they have to treat the boy because, you know, the guy beat him up pretty good. And I raised enough hell. They didn't let me out of my cell or nothing like that, because if I got my hands on this motherfucker, I'd just fucked him up, man. That's all I can tell you. And I knew the sergeant that come on duty later in the day. He goes, James, you know, I hear, you know, things, you know, blah, blah, blah. What's up with that? And I go, that punk motherfucker beat that boy up. Michael Smith was his name, the developmentally disabled kid. And unbeknownst to me, I get out of the joint after I do my bit. And I'm back on that 85-day stint for some shit that I didn't even do. But, you know, the way they do you, man, you know, they throw you in jail. And if you ain't got the money to make bond, you sit. And that's the way it is. And they try to run you down, you know, get you to cop out to anything because, you know.
To get a date of release, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens to a lot of people.
Oh, I know.
They plead out, man, just to get out of that shit, you know, and then they plead out and, you know, they set themselves up for the next fall.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a steady supply of people they can go to like that. But, the sergeant come up to me, he goes, hey, you know what happened, you know, boy, blah, blah, blah. And I go, no, what happened? He goes, I pulled the tape on him, and he made sure he got fired. Yeah.
Well, that's something. But the bottom line is this: what we're looking at here is not our country. This is not what we're supposed to have. We're not supposed to have a draconian police force beating the hell out of our people. And these son of a bitches are supposed to work for us. Not to mention 90% of them aren't even supposed to be here. They're unauthorized. There's the CIA, FBI, DHS, NHS, all of these goddamn policing forces that are there. There's no authorization from the people. They are sent out there to push a corporate policy to enforce it as law that violates our Bill of Rights, and they cannot even exist under our Bill of Rights. That's why I say, you know, this bullshit with our government courts, man. I tell you, that is one of the most lame things I think I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. Our government courts.
Stupid Massey Ferguson's, you know that.
Oh, absolutely. Anyways, I'm going to jump into this article because I want to get this one out. Democratic Senator Carper discard millions of Americans so illegals can get their jobs. And this is why you have this situation we're talking about. These are a handful. I mean, you have the, like I said, you got the ones that the Masonic Dirty Church cabal that run us into the ground and treat us like shit and defrauded us out of our wealth since the beginning of this country. Then you have the international communists who are trying to hijack it from them, and you have them fighting each other back and forth. But in the midst of all of this, you have the international elite who just want their slave force. They don't even recognize, they've never recognized that this country belonged to the people, that the riches of this country belong to the people. It was just to a handful of them. They wrote little pieces of paper to each other saying, that part's yours and that part's mine. These bastards never fought for it. They didn't bleed for it. And we, like I said, the biggest mistake of that whole Revolutionary War, that uprising hijack, was that the people didn't go to Pennsylvania after the surrender of Cornwallis. They should have went to Pennsylvania and killed every one of those elitist, aristocratic son of a bitches. We would be way better off right now, people. We might have pulled it off. At any rate, Democratic Senator Tom Carper says Dreamer, a legal immigrant, should be hired to replace millions of Americans who supposedly are too unskilled, uneducated, unethical, or drugged up to work for companies. And this, see, this is the other side. They try to act like, oh, 90% of the people out there want this bullshit, want this invasion. But the truth is there's a couple of small clique groups that really want this, and it is the communists, so that they can get their Pope's little brown army in here and you know, institute international communism and remove our Bill of Rights. And the other group are the billionaires, the international billionaires, and the billionaires in this country, and even right down to the good old boy rednecks like I was talking about earlier, they think that they got a piece of the pie too, and they get to be the controllers. And did you know they don't give a shit what happens to you and me, but you and me make up the 75%, that arm 75%, and we need to dust them off. We need to wipe them out. I think the business community is saying that to the administration. So this is what the rich son of a bitches are saying to the business, or to the administration. That'd be Trumpy. And they are certainly saying that to those in Congress, and we should focus on that, Carper told MSNBC. We have a moral responsibility to them, Carper said, about the roughly 690,000, which is up to 4 million last time I looked, Dreamer illegals. Not about the American people. That's what I'm talking about. These are, isn't that what the definition of a foreign agent is? A foreign agent advocates, goes into your government, and they advocate for people from foreign nationals. Isn't that what a foreign agent is? You tell me that Washington, D.C., that the halls of Congress that are supposed to belong to you and I are packed full of these son of a bitches, aren't they? How did this state of being come to be? Jesus. I mean, here it is. It's son of a, this guy here should have been arrested right on the spot as an enemy agent. What else can you say? These people are not Americans. They came here they broke the law to come here. Now they're sitting there, and this son of a bitch is advocating, saying, screw the Americans when I went out and raised my hand and swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, so help me God. I was talking about, I'm representing that foreigner over there, not these American nationals. I'm taking from them to give to him. That's what they sent me here to do, to take from them to give to him. Can you see what I'm saying here, people? We have a moral responsibility to them, but not to us, man. No responsibility to us, because this is a usurpation. This is an overthrow of what was supposed to be our government. It hasn't been in a long time. The contracts are gone. The goddamn state contracts are gone. We're in a state of war. Copper added, doing a deal with the Dreamers is as much about, as I said earlier, it's about making sure we have the folks who can go to work tomorrow for $4 an hour. That's what they want, people. That's what it's always been about. They want to tap the resources of this country. They're tired of having to haul them over to China to get slave labor. They want their slave labor working right here within our sovereign borders. That's the bottom line. You can go compete with this Chinaman. You own the goddamn country. These swindling bastards have wrote it down on a piece of paper. We got the right to take everything, and we don't even have to hire you to dig it out of the ground. This is what they did in Africa, but the Africans, I mean, are a backward people. Goddamn, we should be smarter than this, shouldn't we? Just because Joe and Bob and Jim goes and writes it down on a piece of goddamn paper and signs it and says it's theirs, does that make it theirs? Where was that procedural due process we like to talk about on this program? I don't think it was present. I think that this whole goddamn country has been relieved from us without procedural due process. Our property, this country, has been seized without procedural due process, making the transfer illegitimate, a fraud, and something we need to deal with. Today, when folks want to work in this country, there is still 2 to 3 million jobs unfilled. Unfilled. Nobody is there to work for $7 a fucking hour when it takes $14 an hour to live. We won't work as slaves for them. But son of a bitch. You know, they talk about the shortage of people. We had 100 million people taken out of the workforce in 2008 through that derivatives fraud. Those people had degrees. They were tops in their fields. They do not want Americans. The idea here is that they know we own this country. They know that what they're doing is nothing but straight up fraud. And there is no statutes of limitations on it, on fraud. What they have taken as an act of theft. And we have the absolute right. And we are morally correct in taking it back away from them and punishing them. This they know. That's why they have to have a standing army. That's why they have to have a police state to get between us and them.
It's legalized strong-arm robbery.
Yes, sir, it is. And that ain't jumping on nobody's ass or anything. That is what it is by definition of the language. That's all these guys getting upset because they just want their pissy little suck-ass world back where they suck the guy's ass ahead of them on the ladder, and he's sucking the guy's ass up ahead of him on the ladder, and they're taking care of each other's shit. But they want that back, but man, they don't care what happens to you or me. I mean, just give them that ass to suck. All I got to do is concentrate on that ass and suck it, and I get my three squares. I get a warm house. If I suck his ass real good, he might even pull me up the ladder a little bit. This is the goddamn what this country has turned into. Except for, 75% of the people who have been downtrodden for way too frickin' long. They can pretend on the television that 75% doesn't exist, but you can see it on everything they do, every lie they tell in their goddamn narrative of the goddamn numbers that they make up. When the son of a bitch just stands up here and goes, 90%, 80, well, they say 86% of the people want DACA. And then you go and look, and well, that's 86% of the, even if the polls were true, which they just write this shit down, we know it's gone way past. They took away the law that disallowed them lying to print something false. They had that law removed. So when they put these numbers up, they're a lie anyway. But even if it was true, 86% of 25%, because all you're counting is the son of a bitches who are signed up down there to vote. That's all they count.
The Monk Act. On the propaganda, was that the Monk Act or something like that?
The Buck Act, you mean?
No, it wasn't the Buck
Act. Oh, you mean the one for the propaganda. It was about 4 years ago. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. There was a law in place that said they could not deliberately come up and tell you lies in the goddamn media. And they had that law changed. And like we tell you, what you're looking at is none of it's real. It's all a production. You look at the backside of it where the resources are coming, you know, going out to the ports and leaving your country. That part's real. You look at the other side of it with 100 million of your people being put out on the streets and in tent cities with their kids and everything. That part's real. Everything else is a frickin' fraud. It's a production. It's a lie. It's WFW wrestling. Just like this dueling memos bullshit they're doing right now. And, you know, have the stock market drop 1600 points and everybody, no. Stop. They come out. I mean, we've known about this forever, but this FISA court, you mean there's a secret court in these United States that can give a secret warrant that you never get to see that allows them to intrude on you into your house and your property and your papers and everything else, and you never even get to see the warrant? You know, that can't exist, people. That is blatant, in your face treachery. It's treason. They can't do it. The goddamn founding documents say it cannot be. To do it is to break the law. And now they're telling you, we need to fix the breaking of the law. We need to fix that secret court. No, everybody who's responsible for creating a secret court in violation of that law is guilty of treason, and they need to hang. And that court needs to be removed. And that goddamn Buck Act and that War Powers Act need to be removed, and the common law courts need to be put back in place so that we, the people, are in control again. Otherwise, the only way we got to get control back again, well, is with the second article. And we're delinquent in doing that.
The administrative state is not going to self-correct.
Oh, no, they're not. No, them government courts ain't going to fix it for you.
The only check and balance left is regulated men, well-regulated men, militia. All right, who through their conviction of conscience can press their speech, can press their standing in their peaceful assembly to seek redress of grievance. And when we have to seek it like that, like I says, I'm referring right back to the second article. You know, that's where it's at, man. And it's going to come to that. All right.
It helps to have a pair of testicles too.
Yeah, it don't hurt a goddamn thing. But see, that's what it is. I mean, you got the pack of cowards out. You got the one percenters and the oath keepers. These goddamn Tory militia, proven Tory militia. Still, McNeil has them on his program. He must like Tory militia. He must be a goddamn Tory. Proven Tory militia. And these people are coming out and talking about, we just got to inform them. Another thing they said, man, check this out. Oh, you don't have to acquit on every case they're teaching these juries. Some of them might be guilty. You know, some of them, the government courts might have prosecuted correctly. Nobody has been put in jail in goddamn probably since the 70s legally in this country. And if you go onto one of those goddamn juries and you do anything but acquit, you're participating. You're part of that goddamn abnormality. You just helped to violate that person's rights. You are guilty of sin. And that's not me. That's the goddamn, that's the English language, and that's the law of this country. Anyway, back to this article. Today, when folks want to end the 2 to 3 million jobs unfilled, nobody is there to do the jobs. They don't have the education. Yeah, they do. People, you know how many people with goddamn degrees were taken out of the workforce in 2008 through 2011? I mean, I was writing for the 99ers. That was the, like, 99 weeks of unemployment. Yeah, and I mean, all across this country, the people, I mean, with goddamn degrees, they didn't want them. They were at the top of their fields. It was a culling. They wanted to take out those guys who had earned, you know, the higher wage, who had earned the right to a softer ride towards the end as they're teaching the next generation. They wanted them goddamn removed because all they want is a third world workforce here to take the technology's yeah. been put in place where the machines can do all the work. All you need men to do is just to dig the shit out of the ground and put it in the machine.
Yep. Back in 2008, they culled all of the older people that
yes,
had tenure.
Yes, they did.
And were making a decent wage, you know, barely just by those living standards, and they just chopped them down.
Yes,
you know,
they did.
They disappeared. They're invisible. Where did they go?
They got 100 million. I mean, you don't see. You think that if the 100 million potential, if there was any, just the tiniest little bit of legitimacy to this voting notion. Wouldn't they be out courting 100 million votes? Don't you think? That shows to go you how just got this whole idea of any kind of, Jim was talking about, any kind of redress being taken in the administrative state. What are you, stupid? Wantonly stupid. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, what did you say Alex Jones said about that?
Oh, that! Oh, yeah, we're fifth generation Americans, and we just want to sit around on our asses and play Nintendo. We don't want to work, so we need these son of a bitches brought in here, that dirty, fat-ass traitor. He's going to hang, too. He's one of them. He is a traitor to this people, to our people, and to our country. There's no two ways about it. And that's not me. That's the goddamn law in the English language saying it. His actions make him a damn traitor. That's what he is.
We got to get back to silver coinage. And we got to get rid of this Federal Reserve creature.
We have to slaughter these bastards out of our country. We have to. Everybody who has come here as an act of fraud's got to go. Everybody who has been a part of this and participated in it and backed it up's got to be shot down. I mean, we've got to hang them. We've got to clean them clear out of this goddamn country, like back in 1775. All the trade, you know, after the war, all them Tories, they had to book. It was a big chunk of the population. They went up to Canada. They went back to England. The dirty, treasonous sons of bitches who went along with it. Because it benefited them. That's what it was. And that's what it is now. Just like these bastards, these ranchers and loggers and miners in that industry. It benefits them. If we could just have control over it and just be fucking you out of your rights, everything would just be wonderful for them.
Hey, Henry, you didn't touch on it, but that anthrax thing about CNN finding that on that aircraft.
Yeah.
That is such a pile of horse manure.
Distractions. Anyway, it's all distractions, Jim. Damn it, like I said, all you got to do is just look at the front end and the back end of it. The front and the back end of it, you want your goddamn wealth of your nation being taken out the ports. The only time that they've ever raised a sweat about, they go and protest all you want, free speech and around and whatever might have you. But when the goddamn Occupy got into Seattle and shut that port down, they went across this country, and you didn't see it on the news. They went to goddamn, these people were spread out across the country in tents and stuff. They burned their tents, burned their clothes, beat them down. It's about the people just got to understand. It's about the theft of your nation. They don't, they would rather you be dead right now. Make sure you understand that. Just like the fellow who got shot in his rig. They would, that's why they would rather you be dead, because you're the only one with a rightful claim to what they're stealing. You're the only one that can prosecute them and have them strung up for what they've done. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, get in the, I mean, hey, kick a Tory's ass. They need it. And stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And that is the Word from the Trenches.